I hope that you guys are all having a fantastic Christmas season, and that getting close to the end of the week before we celebrate Christ's birth, that you guys are really pressing go to the end and getting excited for what's coming for you and your family. So let me get into the message. I've been studying all week in my new Bible here, the Thompson Chain Bible that I referenced. I started doing my New Testament studying from here, and still doing my Old Testament prophet study in my other Bible over here, the standard New King James Version that I read from. But at any rate, the Lord kind of revealed a couple of things to me as I was studying James and then into Peter, 1 Peter this week, and put some things on my heart, and I wasn't really sure what to bring to you this evening. But Pastor Bree's message last night about let us believe gave me the confirmation that I needed to do this topic here. So at any rate, I'm going to read, probably about 10 verses tonight. I'm just going to start off here with most of it. It's going to be right out of James chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. So James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who were dispersed abroad, greetings. Then he says here, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. It says here that he is being double-minded, unstable in all ways, if you are asking without faith. And so there's a lot in these eight verses here. First of all, he says, consider it joy when you encounter various trials. But he says here that the testing of our faith actually produces endurance. So it's enduring through that faith, right? But he says, if you lack wisdom, to ask. But when you ask, that we must ask in faith. And so in Hebrews 11:6, which is one of the scriptures that the pastor laid the foundation on, it says over here, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And so pastor laid down five different things last night about believing. And the five things that were laid down was, let us believe that God is with us, okay? Secondly, that nothing is impossible with God. Thirdly, that we have the authority. Christ is in you. Fourth, that we have to believe that Christ cares, right? To come boldly to the throne and bring it to him. And then fifth, that he knows best, right? Not our will be done, but his will be done. And so in the season right now, the Christmas season, the season of giving and the season of asking, And doing so in reverence to the Lord, I ask that the Lord give each and every one of us more wisdom. I pray that each of us will ask the Lord for that, that we will ask the Lord for wisdom in all that we do, but especially when we encounter trials, that he gives us wisdom to see our way through these trials, to endure through the trials, and that we have the faith that he is going to do that for us. It says over in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened for you. So everything in here tells us that it's on us. So here, a great example of this was, think back to Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3, and I'm not going to read it, but shortly after Solomon became king, after David died, King David died, he became king. And the first time the Lord appeared to him in a dream, the Lord asked Solomon what he desired. And Solomon said that he asked for an understanding heart so that he could judge and discern for the people. And the Lord said, great. You've asked for wisdom, and I'm going to give you the wisdom, but I'm also going to give you what you didn't ask for. I'm going to give you riches, and I'm going to give you honor and glory. But he also gives him this. He says, if you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and commandments, he even says he will prolong his life. And so, man, I ask that each and every one of us have the courage to always seek the Lord in everything, to not try to do things in our own will. I've done it many, many times. I did it for many, many years. I tried to do things my way. And things can work out. Things can work out, and you can progress down a road. But it's not the right road. It may be adjacent to it, but it's slightly a few degrees off. And when a few degrees off in a short distance is not much, but over the long distance, it separates you a very far ways from your target and where you're trying to go. And so if we can ask the Lord to see us through those trials and through those tribulations in life that we have, and seek him, seek his wisdom and his knowledge, and knock at his door, then he will provide that increase for us and help us know how to discern and live our lives if we obey and keep his commandments. So, men, that's my word for you tonight. I love each and every one of you. I pray for each and every one of you. I pray that as you wrap up 2024 and you head into 2025, that you just start the year strong. If you're not strong today, that you start the new year strong, and that you keep pressing towards the goal. I love you all. Merry Christmas. Have a fantastic evening.